just has to be implemented. So what's next for this administration? We're going to talk about it as we swing into the weekend. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be here as the skipper of this little show called America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Remember, you can always throw in your two at 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. Coming up this hour, we will have a mailbag segment. Some of the other things that we're going to talk about is the fact that 41 inmates, escaped in a Mexican border town. So what does that mean to those towns? And what's going on with the Irish? Some Irish pubs are going to open on Good Friday for the first time. That was like sacrilegious back in my day. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Bouncing back to a serious stuff like Osama bin Laden, you know, we have one of our fine affiliates in Vermont, Charlie and Ernie. They always air the fireman song, and bravo to the two of them for doing that on their show. It just brings to light the fact that, okay, all these years later, let's not forget what happened on 9/11, because the guy who was leading the charge still has not been caught or brought to justice. Do you think that'll ever happen? Well, there has been a new threat on a new little piece of tape that aired all over the Muslim world in Al Jazeera land. And pretty pointed threats, but they're always that way. See, here's the thing. When does the threat become real? This time I think bin Laden's threat would be easy to act upon if the Attorney General decided to bully his way through and continue to try to have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others ultimately tried in New York City. But I'll explain all of that coming up in just a minute. But right off the top, right from the get-go, here's where we're going to start. And the reason I bring this up is because with the nasty stuff coming out of bin Laden's mouth and with all the doom and gloom we seem to just pound you with, I thought it would be interesting to bring this up in our very, very first segment, finally. As somebody who lived in New York, as somebody who took the train in, as somebody who worked just there in one of the boroughs in Queens, I mean, there was nothing like that experience of those World Trade Center towers going down. And finally, because I, you know, just came back from New York, finally, the World Trade Center developer and the agencies, because this has been a crazy deal, that control the site, Ground Zero, have reached a deal to resolve a weird 16-month stalemate over rebuilding. See, this is the thing. All these grandiose plans about what can we do to honor the people, all those poor lost souls. And when you would go, you would see plaques, you know, on the side, and there'd be little holes where you could kind of peer in, or if you were in an office building, you could look down and just see just empty space and trucks moving dirt and working around it. So finally, this agreement is going to allow four office towers to be built. One, I guess, is going to be delayed, and that's because of economic reasons. But the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey had a huge board meeting, and they did this on Thursday, and they are all on the same page. Bravo. So now there is that negotiation that has to happen, you know, with unions and everything. But once that's done, the Port Authority Board gets the final approval. They think it's pretty much going to be a done deal. Kind of like healthcare. Once the Sunday thing happened, we knew, okay. So it kicks back to the Senate, but yeah, it's a done deal. So construction is underway on the first Ground Zero office building, One World Trade Center, as well as that September 11th memorial and a transit hub that would be there too, and some other skyscrapers that are kind of stalled at this point, but that's just financing. That's all that's about. And if you go to New York in 2013, the deal is they're hoping that the second tower at the site, which will be a 64-story building, will be done. So you can go and you will be able to see it. I think that's great news for the families, that there will be something there instead of just that open, dead ground that you continue to look at when you walk by that area. So this is good news. It's good news for that city's economy, and it's good news, I believe, for the people who lost someone close to them on account of what happened on 9/11. So it's funding now, but it's going to happen. Do we have some applause? I think this is good progress, finally, on these buildings. Yeah, they get it in Minneapolis. So they work out the details, go through the negotiation, do the final approval thing. But it's a done deal, and to me, that's music to my ears. It's great news. And for many of you that may go and visit New York, you'll be able to finally see something in place of that empty hole. That's just a sad, sad reminder, like a hole in your heart when you walk by it. And finally, now we'll see some real, real progress there, and that's terrific. All right, on to the bad guy. Bin Laden decides that he's going to issue a statement, and it's all about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And the deal is, in a nutshell, if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the supposed mastermind of 9/11, were to be executed, and the four others that helped him in planning out the attacks on New York and the Pentagon and the plane that missed and went down in Shanksville, if ultimately he is executed, it's a jihadist war on the United States. That's what Bin Laden is saying. And saying that, you know, hey, we've done it before, but the oceans are, it's not going to matter. We'll be able to get there. The scary thing is the press to make something happen in New York, I think, is a dangerous one, not just an expensive one, but a dangerous one. Because of that, I truly believe if there are people who want to see other harm, other things done to the United States for our way of life, so Al-Qaeda or wannabe Al-Qaeda people or homegrown Americans who decide they want to be a part of an Al-Qaeda network and they're talking to a radical imam through websites or whatever, this is the perfect place for them to pull it, which is why this message, this 74-second message from Bin Laden is just another warning and another reason why, forget it. Do we need to spend the money? What points do we have to prove in trying Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? Just try him at Gitmo, do the military tribunals, and be done with it. How much did we pay for Gitmo with the glass where you can't even see the people through the glass if when they're being tried, so there's no fear that somebody will have retribution put upon them? I say you go that in that direction. It's the definition of war combatants, war criminals, however you want to dub the people who are responsible in some way for any kind of a terroristic attack on the United States. Why have the Gitmo situation in the first place? Then process them and get rid of them, right? You might disagree. 800-259-5791. What's up with healthcare? We're going to talk about it next.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Latest twist on the Toyotas using these recalls for the floor mat issues. Wait till you hear this story. But before we get to that, as promised here on America Tonight, healthcare, healthcare, healthcare. Everybody wants to know, what does it mean? We have been talking about this now for days, so I don't want to just completely hit you over the head with and sound like I'm lecturing to you about when this kicks in and when that kicks in and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, just know, only a few things kick in right away, like the pre-existing conditions were supposed to be in place so that once everything's signed in, children right away, it doesn't matter with kids. With adults, you have at least a couple of years before that happens. In fact, everything that is included in this bill now becoming a law, all those pages and all those different amendments, everything would be theoretically in place and done by 2018. We're in 2010, so that's 8 years down the road. Probably the issues that affect you are the ones that are off in the distance. Isn't it always that way? Yeah. Maybe there's three things you like about the bill. The three things that you like won't kick in until half a decade from now. But it's easy to find out. I'm going to post everything on the website. I'm going to just post all the dates and tell you when the pre-existing thing kicks in for adults and Medicaid and Medicare issues and what does it mean for employers when all of that kicks in. And these are broad brush strokes, as we know. This was my problem in the first place, the guesstimates. I always say this, follow the money in anything. That's the way it is. Follow the money. So if you follow the money, that can change. And it probably will change. Some of the ways things are implemented and some of the some of the new laws that will come as a result of this. You know, it's not done completely. I mean, it's now going to be a law. Things like you have to have health insurance will eventually be a law, but it hasn't at this point completely, you know, completely been written in stone. But is anything ever written in stone? So the Democrats won. They won in the final health bill with the fixes vote, and that's what you need to know. There were some new things that got tweaked in some cases in a better direction, but the bottom line is pretty much what we've been talking about all along is where it's at. And nothing dramatic has changed, even though they got up very early in the morning went through, you know, the gymnastics of getting up there in front of the other senators and saying what they thought should be part of the bill, the fixes part of it. I'm telling you, it is what it is. Start saving your money. Because the easy answer to this is, I don't know. The easy answer is, I don't know what the answer is about the insurance. I do believe the premiums, I mean, I'm going to save this tape. All this stuff that I've been talking about, all the stuff that you've called in and said, I'm going to save this. And we're going to pull it out of the archives, and then 3 years from now, we're going to say, oh, yeah, remember that show when we were talking back in August? Oh, yeah, that we had that guest on, and, you know, that was an insurance expert, and we had that doctor on, Doctors for Patient Care, and you heard what he said about premiums and how now there'd be these long wait times. I'm going to bring it all up in a couple of years, and I hope that I'm dead wrong, but I think all the things that we thought were going to happen are going to eventually fall into place. Coming up on America Tonight, there have been some congressmen and even senators who, mostly Democrats, who are concerned about threats because there have been a few things that have happened to a couple of lawmakers, some unsettling things, actually, sadly. I mean, the way to go is certainly not violence. If you're furious at the Democrats and what's happened with health care, that's not going to help you. By ratcheting up, you can ratchet up the rhetoric and, you know, you can talk all you want. The physical side of things is extremely dangerous. We're going to let you hear what some of the representatives say has happened to them. Sometimes they're being, you know, slammed by a bunch of people who call up and scream obscene things at them and leave threatening messages. In some cases, however, it's been a little bit worse, including somebody shooting at somebody's house. And, yeah, that's crazy. And I think that's just a small group of people, too, by the way. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello.
Hey, Kate, before I get to healthcare, a couple things. I got a new job offer.
Well, this is going to be good. We're going to have the rim shot ready. Go ahead.
I don't know. Might be dumb. It's called, they want me to join the Happy Meal Police.
The Happy Meal Police.
Yeah, because, you heard what's going on out there in California with the Happy Meals?
Yes, about the fat content stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and, you know, they want to take the toy away, but yeah, if they serve them a healthy Happy Meal, then you can have a toy. But if they got, you know, the regular cheeseburger fries, you can have a Happy Toy. And, you know, and so I'm thinking, you know, they're going to be at the counter and the guy's going to buy two Happy Meals for his kids, and cheeseburger fry, and he's going to go, oh, come on, give me Happy Meal, you know, and the clerk behind the counter is going to do it, and I'd be breaking the law, right?
So that would be. Police, that'd be sad, huh?
Doing stings like they do with alcohol, you know. Some people, you know, people that lose their liquor license because they're selling alcohol to minors over the counter, you know, that kind of thing. Happy Meal Police. There you go. So,
well, let's hope it doesn't happen. Let's hope it doesn't come to, you know, it's ridiculous. If the government telling you what to eat, nah, I'm sorry, giving you nutritional information and you decide what you want, that's fine. But beyond that, forget it. It's stupid. Let's not waste the time on that.
But you can understand, Kate, part of the problem with this health care plan is this is a very unhealthy nation.
Right,
you know,
right,
overall,
right.
You know, too many obese people, yours included. But, and also, did you hear about this new app for the iPhone?
What app?
And they got a new app for the iPhone. It's a toilet flushing.
Yeah.
Evidently, it's for people with, you know, and I've been in this situation. Do you ever get embarrassed when you're in a public bathroom and you're in the stall and you know you're about to rip a big rooster or whatever? and somebody's out there washing their hands or something like that, and you don't want them to hear you? You're like, oh, you're holding it until they leave, you know, and you're about to die? Well, evidently, you can, you know, do this toilet flush thing and on your iPhone, and then you can, you know, take it, you know, they'll hear the noise. Of course, you remember Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber, right? That was the all-time toilet thing.
I thought it was
thing,
funny, but, actually, that movie, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, though, but, and then, yeah, so, anyway, on healthcare, by the way, you know, one last thing. Do you remember Pelosi and Orne, right before they passed the bill? I want to ask you what you thought about this. Right before they passed the bill, in her little speech, she sat there and said something to the extent that, and it is no longer a pre-existing condition to be a woman.
Yes, I think that was a flub.
Well, you know, I got a question in that case, you know? So I'm just, we can go into the battle of the sexes here, but, you know, I'm just kidding. So I couldn't believe she said that. I was just like, oh, man.
I can.
Yeah. So anyway, though, but hey, listen, for the healthcare, you know, you're talking about following the money. Just look at the insurance company, Kate, you know?
Yep.
Even Obama today said, hey, we need to send you millions of people. You know, but one of the things I'm upset with that I've kind of noticed is that this fine is a joke. I mean, let's figure out, okay, the average person, I don't know how much health care plans are. Like I told you, I was denied, and, you know, for my weight, and I'm hoping to be able to get insurance. Maybe this new law is going to help that. You know, I'll probably be paying quite a bit. But these guys, are, you know, with their insurance, you know, they got, you know, let's say you're spending $400 a month. I don't know what an individual person. I'm not married. You know, I guess families are spending, I don't know, $600-$800 a month for plans. Let's say an individual's got to pay $400 a month, because that's $5,000 a year. Okay, they're gonna fine them $700. That's it.
So take the fine.
I mean, come on, who's going to do the fine? So that doesn't help get those 22 million. You know, everybody's screaming about this stuff, especially people aren't insured because they think their premiums are going up. You know, if they would get, I would think they'd be upset about that, you know, because 6 out of 7 Americans have adequate health insurance. It's that one other person, the 45 million that don't. Well, I would think that people that are insured would be downright ticked off. There's this one person that's not paying insurance and ends up in the ER room, and that's what's driving up health care.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good point. See, that's part of the problem with this health care bill. Hang with us, everyone.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818, or go to greenpasture.org today.
Well,
no bad luck for my Wildcats as they stopped those Ivy League boys dead in their tracks. If you are playing along with the home team, Cornell knocked off 62-45. So Kentucky was an upset, but you know what? Syracuse was by Butler 63-59. Yeah, and K-State outlasted Xavier 101-96, but it was two overtimes. This has been an interesting tournament. And for those of you who listen to America Tonight with any regularity, you know we do that nail the score thing. And nobody nailed the score with the Kentucky game, 62-45. A lot of you thought it'd be 80-60-something or 67-56, and it didn't turn out that way. So the one game is down, but we still have another game to go, and perhaps you will be the lucky winner when it comes to Michigan State and Northern Iowa. 800-259-5791, as always, we are open for business to talk about health care. You want to throw in your two cents, feel free to do that. Stu in Kentucky, you must be flying high. The Wildcats are still in it.
Well, and not only that are they still in it, but they tied Carolina's record for 101st NCAA tournament win.
You gotta love it.
And we're hoping to break that record Saturday at the expense of the West Virginia, but, you know, I mean, we'd like to break records, you know. This has been a good year. 35th win today.
Yeah.
35-2, and, you know, and they won 2,000 games. This year made 2,000 games they won. Broke a record, and we're hoping to break Carolina's record. So, whatever.
It's exciting. I think. Wait a second. I think the West. What do you think is going to happen in the West Virginia game? That may be a tad closer, but I still think Kentucky wins it, and they don't. You know, they're not. They're they're definitely in this. They're gonna knock off West Virginia too. I don't believe that the Mountaineers are gonna do it.
I don't think so. I think Kentucky's gonna take it. I just, man, I'm telling you, Bledsoe and Wall play like, and they're really, and I'm not a big John Wall fan. He's good, but I wouldn't say he's the best in the nation right now. In all honesty, I'd have to give the best in the nation. God, I bite my tongue as I say this to Evan Turner.
Mm.
Ohio State. Evan Turner's bad.
He's awesome. He's fast. He's got great hands. Yeah.
But now, you know, Wall's a freshman, so he's got a few more years to catch up with Turner. But him and Eric Bledsoe and I played fantastic together, man. I mean, it was like they knew where it was. If you watched it, you would have thought they played junior high ball, high school ball together. I mean, they really connected pretty good. So a lot of it's going to depend on how the whole team plays. Yeah, I think they can do it, but they can't do like they did in regular season, you know, and play hard up till the first half and get way ahead and back off.
That's right.
They got to play that defense and offense all the way through. But I want to tell you something. I was telling somebody else this. I don't think I have ever seen the United States more divided than what they have been for the last year. I mean, you always had division between, you always had that fine line between Republican, Democrat, left and right. You always had a line there, and everybody knows that. But it's like they've got such a canyon between them, and the whole country's falling into it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you know, here's a guy who was, you know, it's not all Obama's fault. I'm not going to blame it all on Obama because he's got a Senate, he's got a House. But here was the president came in and said, well, bring people closer together. The only way you'll bring people closer together is you're going to put five families in one damn house to be able to afford anything.
Yeah.
But he come in, he was going to bring everybody closer, and he has drove such, it's not just him, the Congress, Senate, they have drove such a wedge between them. Man, I heard some guys talking the other day, and they asked my opinion. I made a remark, you know, I didn't like the health bill, and I said, look, I'll keep my cash, y'all keep your change, we're all good. And another guy said, man, he said, why you got to be racist on Obama? I said, how was that racist? You just slammed him because he's president, he's black. It has nothing to do with black or white. It's not a black or white issue. It's a political issue. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Things you have never heard any other time.
You hear now. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I never heard somebody from the North say, well, I've heard lots of people in the North say, Bush is an idiot. I didn't say, well, man, what's wrong with the Southern guy? You make fun of him because he's not really from the South, but Texas, he's claimed home. You get what I'm saying? It's just, it's so divided, and you hear all the debate, and now, you know, senators getting, congressmen getting bricks thrown through their windows, death threats, which they all get death threats, I'm sure, all the time. But, man, I mean, it's like, and you know, oh, no, it's a Tea Party. No, it's the liberals throwing through Eric Cantor's window. It's getting more and more divided, and it's sadder and sadder every day when you watch it. Here was a guy in an administration said they were going to bring the country closer together, and the country's going farther and farther apart every day.
Oh yeah, I've never seen so many people disgruntled, disheartened, worried. You know, feel like that the America's gone down the tubes, that we're headed so far in the wrong direction. You're absolutely right, and the divide, and then that starts the whole divide is. Absolutely, there. Never in my life have I, and I, you're saying the same thing. I've never seen this kind of a chasm. I agree.
I mean, it's a sad thing because people are forgetting, you know. And I'm a strong conservative Republican. I have no problem. I'm actually more conservative than I am Republican. But don't hold that against me, some people. But either way it goes, I mean, either way it goes, I'm still American first.
Right.
I'm still a proud American first, and man, you don't hear that anymore. It's you know, everybody is just, they've thrown out the being graced by God to be an American to just, it's sad. And I mean, I watch it, you turn it, it don't matter what channel you turn it on TV or what station you turn it on, it's sad. You know, you got poor people thinking, not really poor people, but people who struggle. thinking that, you know, everybody else, the middle class and the wealthy, is against them because they don't want health care. And it's, you know, and that's the way the Senate and the Congress has turned it. When you say, I don't want health care, right away everybody thinks you don't want to help the poor or help the needy. It's not that. It's just we think everybody should work. And as I said the other day, it's not those who could use it that kills me. It's those who are going to abuse it.
Yeah, and they'll be there. There'll be a lot of people that will abuse it.
But what I'm saying, you know, and then every time you turn around, you got lousy and them on TV. It's getting so bad, and I think it's a shame. I think it's definitely a sham anyway, but I just want to throw that out there because it really kind of pissed me off the other day because I was like, you know, actually yesterday I said, they are more divided. When you say something about a president, either you're a jerk or you're a racist. You don't even say it about the president, you say it about the country. It's going in the wrong direction. And everybody takes everything the wrong way.
Yes.
And instead of just, you know, thinking, well, it's politics, and I don't care, I'll argue politics, same, Bobby, so.
Yeah, and that's different. The friendly arguing of politics has not become that anymore. I mean, it is absolutely divided. But we're not divided when it comes to Kentucky, so I'm going to be watching over the weekend, and so are you, and we're going to have a conversation.
I will be sitting there Saturday night with a cold bottle of beer, watching the game, eating some horrible Red Bogger theater popcorn.
Ooh.
And watching the game and probably have popcorn all over the floor. And my boy's a diehard Ohio State fan. He was born in Ohio, so he's a diehard Ohio State fan. He loves the Bucks, but he's also a UK fan. So we were talking today, and I said, son, well, Cameron, what are we going to do, man, if it comes out of Ohio State and UK? And actually three of the five kids are born in Ohio. And he said, man, Dad, I don't know. He said, I guess we'll just be happy the way it goes. It'll be miserable in the house. I know that.
I love that. It'll be miserable at the house.
Thanks,
Sue. You know, he's saying about Ohio State and his son, and that's fun. That's fun father-son stuff because they're rooting for Ohio State. And, of course, Stu is diehard Wildcat. This kid, Evan Turner, that he's talking about, and he says, and he's right, he's dead on right. I think the Times or the Post or somebody did a story today, and they mentioned Evan Turner a lot in it. And I love this quote that I happen to see where in talking about how great this kid is, that Ohio State should just call their offense Evan Turner with all the plays that come off him. He's just that good. And Ohio State does have a great chance to continue to roll on. I mean, it's amazing. Apparently, he was just a machine practice-wise, along with some of the other Buckeyes, and that's what's made the difference. It's almost like you could put blindfolds on them, and they can do those no-look assist pass, baseball pass even, all the way down, and boom, it's money, it's money, it's money, and especially Turner, no question. And for the purposes of this show, we certainly care about nail the score, but nobody nailed the score in the Kentucky game. Let me just repeat that if you happen to be listening and you thought, oh, you know, I thought I had it. Nobody had the Kentucky game. Coming up on America Tonight, I promise, I've been saying this now a couple of times, and Stu brought it up. He's talking about Cantor and the threats and now how ugly it's gotten. We're going to let you hear what Cantor and some others had to say about the possibility of physical violence, which is just crazy. I mean, as unhappy as so many of us might be, you don't want to see it escalate to that for some elected official. It certainly wouldn't be worth doing something to somebody on the Hill so that you could spend the rest of your days behind bars. But there's always a few nuts, and the few nuts have certainly reacted. 800-259-7901. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
ATN, wherever you happen to be listening, Illinois, Connecticut, any of the great states that broadcast this show, we appreciate it. And we appreciate all of you. Big shout out to the people listening to us, like Christina in Sweden and that big office in Spain, Juan in Spain, and the rest of his friends, Sophie, etc. I'll get a ton of email from them. I promised that we would do an email segment, and we're going to get to a couple of those mailbag moments just a minute. But first, Eric Cantor, John Boehner, also Nancy, what does Stu call her? Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, all of them on the same page, and they should be, when it comes to fanning the flames and what is unacceptable, and this definitely doesn't have any place in our country. Going after the elected folks, the best way to go after them is by voting against them. All the House seats are up, so get your fannies to the polls and vote. Don't take a shot at these people. Here's what they all had to say about that.
I know many Americans are angry over this health care bill and angry at Democrats here in Washington for not listening. But as I said before, violence and threats are unacceptable. They have no place in a political debate. We need to take that anger and channel it into what I would describe as positive change. Find your candidate. Call your congressman. Go out and register people to vote. Volunteer on a campaign. Make your voice heard, but do it the right way. But the point is here, threats and violence should not be part of a political debate. There are ways for people to channel their anger, and they should do it in a constructive way.
All who participate in their free expression should not be painted with the same brush of those who have resorted to such unacceptable language and acts of vandalism. However, we must remove all doubt in anyone's mind that those expressions and those acts of vandalism and those threats of more have no place in the civil debate in our country.
There have been a lot of reports and the potential for violence against members of Congress over the last several days. Let me be clear, I do not condone violence. There are no leaders in this building, no rank-and-file members in this building that condone violence, period. I've received threats since I assumed elected office, not only because of my position, but also because I'm Jewish. I've never blamed anyone in this body for that, period. Any suggestion that a leader in this body would incite threats or acts against other members is akin to saying that I would endanger myself, my wife, or my children. Just recently, I have been directly threatened. A bullet was shot through the window of my campaign office in Richmond this week, and I've received threatening emails.
Yeah, threatening emails, that's one thing, but anything physical is ridiculous. And, hey, listen, there were suggestions there that we've discussed. You go and you vote. You sign people up to vote. You do a lot of different things, but don't do something stupid, certainly. Let's head to the lines, 800-259-5791. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can absolutely do that. Right now, let's head out to Susan in Kentucky. Hey, Susan.
Hi. I have a couple things to say. First of all, the reform, good or bad, something needs to be done. For example, I had a family member that was in a local hospital that was on comfort measures only, and they left this patient on a expensive unit because he had great insurance instead of putting him on to, like, a continuous care or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, I mean, they were doing nothing for my family member.
Mm.
Not tube feedings, not anything. No pain medicine, nothing.
Mm.
So the insurance had to pay for that expensive bed because he had good insurance. So, I mean, abusing the system goes both ways, on the patient side and on the medical side.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of medical abuse. I've heard a lot of stories, and I agree with you. I've seen it myself. I've seen it with my grandfather, yeah.
Yeah. And as far as this new thing that they came with, I mean, personally, I have a 17-year-old that's going to graduate high school next year. I'm kind of glad that I can carry him on my insurance until he's 26, because with the economy the way it is, which is not Obama's fault, you know, it started several years ago. I mean, we can't expect the man to step up and fix it in a year and 2 months. It took 8 years, I know of, to get it in the position that it's in. So,
right. I mean, I think you heard what Stu said, that he was a diehard conservative and was a Republican, and he's not putting it all on Obama. It's not all Obama. The problem, I think, is we could break down the things that haven't happened, and it does take time, but I think the stimulus, having that kick in the next year or two, that would have been nice if that had kicked in sooner. And we all know this, the whole bailout, but that wasn't all Obama, because that happened previous with AIG and then went on, carried on. So that's the sad part about that. We've been helping too many people that are rich.
Yeah, and I'm working three jobs to try to afford my living.
I believe it.
Extravagant life.
I believe it, and I love what you said about your son. That just no truer words were spoken. Thank goodness you can carry him on the insurance, because who knows what kind of jobs he can get and what happens, because he's not going to be able to afford that himself, and so you don't have to worry.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that I thank God for, because I've worried about it for the past 2 years since he turned 15. I was like, oh, my God, in 3 years, he's not going to have any insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, he has allergy shots he has to take, and if he has to pay for those... That's going to break me.
Yeah. I'm glad that you sounded off, and you're right. The abuses do go on both sides, and you're right that there's some kind of reform was needed. It's unfortunate, though, that there were things that could have happened and could have been laid out better, at least financially, because I think this definitely reeks of disaster. Let's hope and pray that the economy does really turn around faster, sooner rather than later, for your son's sake and for the rest of us. Amen. Thanks for the call.
Amen.
Because he's a great example. I mean, the youth, as we keep saying, the youth is going to be slammed with all the debt. And that's the problem when we talk about Obama. He's not a miracle worker. He wasn't going to come in and wave a magic wand and make everything perfect. But it's the spending thing. It's the spending and the deficits that are astronomical, and how are we ever going to get out of this? And then, you know, sons, daughters, grandchildren are going to be in the predicament of not being able to live the good life and have the opportunities that we have as Americans. Or let's put it this way, it's going to be a lot tougher to be able to have those opportunities. All right, quickly, I'm going to head to the mailbag and try to bang out a couple of letters that some of you have sent me. You can do that by going to americatonight.net. I always say that constantly throughout the show. It gives you a chance to vent, or if you couldn't get through on the phone lines or you missed something I said or whatever. Just whatever. If you have a great recipe for pound cake, if you have a way that we can all burn off our frustration, send it to us. Here's one from Meg. Hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show. And I like it. I'm sad about healthcare. I love it when you don't talk about healthcare because it makes me nervous. The more that you learn, the more that we learn, the more I don't like what's happened. I agree there should be some reform, but I think this version of reform really stinks. Well, you've just heard what I had to say, and I've been saying it all along. This one from Big Ben. Hey, Katie, when are you going to bring back Nail the Score? I've been waiting for it. Ben, you missed it. We're doing it on Tuesdays in the third hour because we have these Thursday and Friday games through the NCAA tournament. So just make sure you tune in next Tuesday in the third hour and call us, and you can be part of Nail the Score. It's as easy as that.
Completely confused.